Ax Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 5 days away from the 4th, but the travel crush has already begun. AAA projecting a record 72 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more during the 9-day July 4th holiday period. This traveler...
I totally didn't anticipate this weekend being the holiday weekend, figuring next weekend after the 4th.
Meantime, TSA says it expects to screen up to 18.5 million passengers at airports between Tuesday and next Monday. After a vote lasting more than 4 hours, the Senate voting overnight to advance the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, but still got a long way to go. Today, Senate Democrats using their full allotment of 10 hours of debate. In the early hours tomorrow, senators will begin offering amendments to the bill. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that it would add over $3 billion to the nation's debt over the next decade. Federal prosecutors investigating Detroit Pistons guard Malik Beasley on allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets. This is ABC News. The sound of protesters in Florida this weekend demonstrating against a migrant detention facility under construction in the Everglades. Hundreds of people lining the highway with signs as crews are racing to finish the facility. State leaders have dubbed it the Alligator Alcatraz. The plan is to open the detention center next month. The people behind a Los Angeles soup kitchen now say that they're seeing growing demand for help with the cost of living on the rise. Dozens of people are typically lining up at Bread and Roses, which is run by the St. Joseph Center in L.A., which opens every morning. James Cunningham is the head chef there.
Honestly, the cost of living is just crushing people right now. Even folks with jobs can't afford rent and food at the same time.
A report by the Department of Agriculture shows a steady increase in the number of American families struggling to pay for food. In 2023, around 13.5% of households were food insecure, and that translates into about 18 million families. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music. I'm here tonight with Rocker and Chloe.
Hello.
What's happening tonight, Wisconsin? You're listening to Mag Zinc Radio. I'm Rocker. And we have a great show lined up tonight, but we're just going to kick it off right away with a double dip. This is Beth Keeley Band. We'll tell you about her right in the break.
Sarah come around every time she gets up play. She's been breaking it down since the dawn of the matinee. Sarah marched to the drummer like a freak putting on a display. Well, all the snooty girls in town are talking down the little dancing feet. I say
a tiger with an appetite. But still can't be bothered with the love of China by her time. Saying, won't you sit down and share a cherry wine with me tonight? Well, I say,
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Just want to hear the rhythm of the
And we are back. Rocker. We're on.
Oh, I expected a little more warning there. Oh, my goodness. Well, that was Beth Killey.
See, that's why you pay attention, Rocker. You never know.
You
never know.
You got me. Well, we got guests coming in the studio. It's busy here at Max Inc. Radio. That was Beth Killey Band, and she has over 30 Mama Awards. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea. That's crazy.
I was like, wow. She won Artist of the Year in 2010, and her husband, Tony Killey, he plays drums. By the way, I didn't know if you know that. And Michael Mood on bass.
Does he play with her?
Oh, yeah. He plays in the Beth Killey Band. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. And Michael Tunney, and he's on guitar. He's won Mama for Guitarist of the Year in 2014. Beth Killey Band is going to be playing Saturday, July 12th at the Sun Stage at La Fête de Marquette. That's coming up at McPike Park.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite festy. Like, you might as well call the Beth Killey Band a supergroup with all these Mama Awards between them.
Yeah, well, yep. It's true. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're very good. And you know what? We have Chloe in here. We're talking to Jane. Now we have Chloe.
Hello.
Chloe, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Chloe is a musician here in town, and I hear she also does a little stand-up comedy. But
oh, my gosh.
She is kind of joining the Max Inc. Max Inc. radio crew
yeah,
here.
Yeah, welcome to the Max Inc. family.
Thank you so much. They had me back for a second week in a row. I feel personally accomplished, so that's exciting here.
Lots of fun. And Terry, she is up in Green Bay.
When is she going to be back?
She's going to be up there for a couple of weeks in a row. Her nephew, I believe, he plays baseball, and this is his big baseball season. She's up there cheering him on. And hanging out with family up there. So she'll be in Green Bay for a couple of weeks. And so, yeah, lots of good things happening on Max Inc. Radio. Tonight, we have interviews happening. Mandy Potter, she is the music programmer, director of Wednesday Night Live concert series that happens in Mount Horeb on Wednesday night starting July 9th. We also have John Hardy. He is the Green Room owner. I don't know if you've heard of the Green Room.
I haven't been there, but I know I've heard of it. Sounds familiar.
It's a new bar over on Atwood and Winnebago over on Madison's east side.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, it's right, and the great thing is you're not going to believe this.
Is it near the Baroque?
It's kind of down the street from the Baroque. Okay, okay. So it's right at the corner. It's where the One Barrel Brewing used to be.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
And so that overlooks the corner of Winnebago and Atwood, and that's very cool because that is where the Atwood Fest stage, the Luther Allison stage, is right at that corner.
Oh, no way.
Oh, you can literally hang at that bar. It's going to be fun. We're going to be talking about that with John Hardy coming up and live in the Mad City tonight. Meggie Shea, she's going to be in here talking about her album that came out.
Cargo Coffee Superstar right there. Cargo Coffee Superstar.
Yep. Meggie Shays, and then Rob Roberts, he's in with After Hours from 9 to midnight tonight. We got plenty of other good local music coming up. Right now, let's talk about Mackenzie O'Brien. She's going to be in here playing live September 6th. So she plays at Whiskey Jack's down the street on State Street at 10 o'clock, but she's going to walk down here with her guitar and play some songs with us and interview from 8 to 9.
Yeah, so I know, we get a special show. My friend's daughter, Nikki, she has a band that's going to be playing at Whiskey Jack's. They do it at least once a year.
Yeah.
I'll have to let you know the next time they come up.
Oh, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Right now, let's listen to a little Mac O'Brien. This is, you know, she's from Chicago. Mm-hmm. This is Gone Before I Got Here. Mac O'Brien, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. blessing and no second guessing. Never been a better time. They say good luck will miss you. We're always here if you ever feel like coming home. Don't forget where I came from when I moved away from the only love that I've ever known. I've heard
That is Kirstie Krause, and she's usually down in Nashville, but she's going to be coming up here to Madison. That was her song, Something New, and Sunday, June 29th, that's tomorrow, she's going to be at Bailey's Run Vineyard in New Glarus from 2 to 5 p.m., and then she's off to Virginia for the 4th of July. And
What's she doing in Virginia?
Going on a bunch of shows, bunch of tours. She plays. You can catch Kirstie down in Florida often, in the Keys, down south, Nashville. But she's originally from Janesville. She used to play in a band, and her fans were called Kirstie's Thirsties, I believe.
Oh, wow.
You know, we're here with Chloe. We have Mandy Potter. She's coming up next, just after the break, for we're going to talk about Wednesday Night Live series. But Chloe, you're also a musician, and you're here in Max Inc. Radio. We're talking about music, but we're going to listen to one of your songs. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your music.
Well, thanks for having me, except for I am excited to just be here. I wasn't planning on talking about music today because I am happily on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
But I made an album by myself over the last couple years. I still don't know if I'm going to put it out or not, but I'm doing music in a way that's like for me. It's been really fun. I put things out when I want to, and I, you know, have really supportive people around me that play my stuff still, which is crazy because now,
like Maxine Radio,
it's crazy.
Oh, we have we've had you in the studio.
Yeah, we've got a song right here, don't we?
We do. We've had her in the studio here playing live in the past.
Yeah,
over the last couple of years. Now, Chloe, I saw that you went down to the Comedy on State Street this last week.
You will not let it.
And you did. She did stand-up comedy. I think that's really funny. I was watching some of it. It was pretty good. Tell us about your experience quickly.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I decided I'm just going to do everything that I want to do. So one of the things I wanted to do is stand-up.
Is that on the bucket list?
Good bucket list.
Yeah,
I was about
to
say.
I just have a list of stuff that I've been saying I want to do and never did, and now I'm doing it. And as of Wednesday morning, I didn't know if I'd be signing up.
Wow.
And it was my first time ever doing stand-up, ever. And I used to work at the comedy club, so it was cool to be back for the first time in 5 years. And I didn't tell anyone I was doing it. I just did it.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I do comedy.
You got there and you did it.
I do comedy, but I don't know about stand-up. What do you think, Jane? Could you do stand-up?
I don't, even though I love public speaking and being on broadcast and in front of people, I don't think stand-up is in my blood because I'm not very good at lying.
Well, some of the stories that you were telling were like
truth.
They were like your life, right?
Awesome. Oh yeah, that's. I wish I was lying. In fact, yeah. I am not. That is my life. Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, we still have Mandy Potter coming up very quickly. Then we have John Hardy from the Green Room, and tonight Maggie Shays is in Live in the Lair. Let's take a listen to one of your songs, Chloe. This is called Losing My Mind. Tell us about this song quick before we hear it.
Losing My Mind is one of my favorites to play live. And I don't know, it's just a song I've written. I wrote several years ago. It's on the Heartbreak Club EP that came out in 2023. And yeah, it's just, I love it. I love playing it with my guys. And yeah, it's a cute one.
Nice. Let's take a listen. Chloe Louise, Losing My Mind, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I met you, I didn't expect to. Now I'm missing you ever since I left you. Don't wanna test you, don't wanna stress you, but you're looking pretty good right here from my view. Yeah, I don't know why I feel like giving up my time, because all of a sudden I find myself wondering about all of the things that you like. And I'll try to be cool with you, it's hard to when I feel like I'm losing my mind, like I'm losing my mind, like I'm losing my mind. Now I'm missing you ever since I left you, because all of a sudden I find myself wondering about all of the things that you like. And I'll try to be cool with you, it's hard to do, and I feel like I'm losing my mind. Yeah, all of a sudden I find myself wondering about all of the things that you like. And
losing my mind, like I'm losing my mind.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Never forget the day that I found you. I was nervous but confident. You were nothing to fear. But then my whole world was shaken. Now you had taken my armor away. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open. Now they're all exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me. You won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink. I never asked to wear ribbons. But that's what I was given. And I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever. In my ribbons and pain. They gathered around. Lifted me up from the ashes and tore the light. I know I was never alone. Never, never, ever, ever alone in this fight. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open. Now they're all exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me. You won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink. I never asked to wear ribbons. But that's what I was given. And I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever. Get my ribbons and pain. You made a fighter out of me. Opened my eyes to the beauty of things. Now I can see. Made a fighter out of me. Opened my eyes to the beauty of me. I'm alive and I thrive. I am amazing. I never asked to wear pink. I never asked to wear ribbons. But that's what I was given. And I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever. In my ribbons and pink. I never asked to wear pink. I never asked to wear ribbons. But that's what I was given. And I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever. My ribbons and pink.
Ribbons and pink. That is the Prairie Flowers.
A little bit of Mount Horeb rep.
That is featuring Lindsay Evans, Sharona Danz, and Dana Perry. That is a pretty cool three-piece.
Dana's at Cargo Coffee, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does the music there.
And she is the executive director of the Mamas.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to be giving her my old saxophone.
All right.
That is...
Because she was asking for saxophone donations.
So. Oh, nice. Mamas need saxophone. They
put... If you have saxophones, bring them to Dana. She's looking for saxophones, apparently.
Now, the Prairie Flowers are going to be opening Wednesday Night Live on July 9th in Mount Horeb. And for 28 years on Wednesday nights in the summer, families, friends, and neighbors have been gathering in a sloping hillside at Grundle Park in Mount Horeb to listen to eclectic music fill the evening air. And the very first concert in 1998 featured the steel drum band Odd Tapo Amy, which they were really cool. I remember I used to see them all the time back in the 80s and 90s. And since that first concert, audiences have been exposed to a wide variety of music, blues, jazz, folk, country, rock, as well as various ethnic performances. And the Wednesday Night Live concert series has featured recognized musicians like Clyde Stubblefield, Willie Porter, Gabe Berdulis. And this summer's lineup make Wednesday nights feel like the weekend. So bring a picnic basket and favorite beverage and sit back and enjoy the music. Here to talk about Wednesday Night Live is director and music program Mandy Potter. Mandy, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Rocco. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's go ahead.
Got to be on. Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me, Rocco. It's really fun to be here again.
Oh, man. Well, Mandy, last time you were here, you guys biked in from a show at Memorial Union Terrace, and it was pouring.
It was downpouring. It was a horrible storm, and the lightning was horrific. Yeah, I remember that. It was a really hot summer night, just kind of like tonight.
It was, right.
Yeah, did you stand there inside the pouring rain with words turning circles running around your brain?
No, I made it inside before.
Now, what did you guys do? You come in from kind of Mount Horeb for the radio interview. What did you guys do tonight?
Yeah, we were at a graduation party. My friend Alyssa had a graduation party out in Mount Horeb, and we came in, and we're going to head out to the Union. There's band playing tonight. We might do a little swimming. Steez is playing tonight.
Oh,
yep, we might go check
nice.
Those guys out.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's going to be a great show. Well, Mandy, before we get to Wednesday Night Live, what's your backstory? I mean, tell us a little about yourself.
Oh, a little bit about me.
Well, we like to know the people who are behind all this stuff, right?
Well, I'm 5'3".
I'm 5'2". You're not special.
Thanks. No, brown hair, brown eyes, nothing too special. I moved out to Mount Horeb about 11 years ago. We built a house, Madison transplant, and my kids were pretty little when we moved out there, so we never made it to the Mount Horeb concert series, Wednesday Night Live, but I always knew about it. And once they grew up a little bit, didn't have early bedtimes, we started going because the flyers came in the telephone bills, like when people still had landlines.
Yeah.
We got these flyers that would come in, and I saw them, and I was like, oh, I want to make it to those shows. And we started going and just realized what a gem of an event we had in our backyard. And I just fell in love with the local music scene, and I got to know the producer, Charlie Jeffco, who was working at the time, and I recommended a band to the show. And he ended up booking the band, and he realized that we had a common interest, and he invited me to help him out, produce the show, and that was in 2019, I think. And over time, I've just gotten more and more involved with producing it, and at this point now, I'm kind of the primary producer of it. Charlie still helps me out quite a bit, but I do all the booking and all the production of it, so it's been really fun.
What's something about booking bands that you wouldn't know unless you book bands?
Well, I get to choose them. Right? It's slightly self-serving, let's be honest.
Oh, boy. So you're booking the bands you want to see on Wednesday night. Well, that's good because, you know, that's kind of how a curator works. They say, you know, what's good music, right?
Well, I mean, it's for everybody, right? Like, I try to book bands that I know is going to be a little something for everybody. It's not just, you know, Mandy's favorites.
It's like going to the candy store and doing a pick and mix.
Yep, totally. So, you know, it's a little potpourri for everybody. We try to get all genres represented at Wednesday Night Live.
Now, Wednesday Night Live is a community event. You know, tell us about do you do anything else in the community, or how do you see this festival kind of fitting in?
Yeah, well, it's a huge community building event. So how we operate is based on corporate sponsorships. So we engage a lot of local businesses that help support the shows. So everybody, there's a lot of stakeholders. It's not owned by anyone. So that is a huge opportunity for businesses to support. We apply for grants in the area, and we have donations. So it's everybody has a little stake in the show.
Do you fundraise for any certain cause?
We actually do. So we have food trucks at our event.
Oh, yeah.
And we charge them a vendor fee.
Okay.
And we turn that around and give it to Neighbors Helping Neighbors is a food closet and food pantry.
Wow.
Or a clothing closet and a food pantry that we make a donation to based on the money we collect from our food trucks.
Now, that's tell so us awesome. About Wednesday Night Live. Well, actually, you kind of told us some of the backstory, right?
Yeah, it was founded in 1998 by a woman named Sage Lewis. She was a teacher at the middle school in Mount Horeb, an art teacher. And she had gone to Trinidad and went to the carnival down there and was really inspired by all of the costumes. And she decided to bring the carnival back to Mount Horeb in her art class. And they did a big project where all the kids made costumes, all the color, and they decided to hold a carnival. And O Tapo Emi was her steel drum band that she played in.
Oh, okay.
At the first wow. Wednesday Night Live. And she designed and drew the logo that we still continue to use today. And we have a big banner that we created back then, and we still use it today. And she raised a few thousand dollars and gave it to the Optimist Club and said, start a weekly summer concert series. Mm. And she ended up moving out of state shortly after that. And the Optimist Club and other various community members rallied together to keep the concerts going. They've built it over time. They've built it, started with one show, then it built to two, then four, and now it's at six shows.
Well, it's ironic that it's the Optimist Club that creates a music festival. Tell us about music programming. I mean, what's your mission when you're kind of booking these bands? I mean, I know that you do a lot of local. Do you do some regional, national?
We definitely like to support local artists and musicians. Mount Horeb we are very lucky. We have a lot of really great talent right in our backyard. So we definitely like to support our local musicians. We also look, regionally in the area. We are very, very fortunate. As you guys know, we have a lot of good local talent in the area.
Yeah, who's some good on Mount Horeb rep? Some people, like, you may not realize they're from Mount Horeb.
Okay, so you guys just played the Prairie Flowers. Okay, yeah. Lindsay Evans-Eater, Sharona York.
Yeah,
they're both Mount Horeb, and we're pretty lucky because they're a trio, but they're opening up and kicking off our show, and they're going to have a full band that night.
Wow!
And Denny Eggstead is also a Mount Horeb native. He's going to be playing there as well. So those guys are all Mount Horeb people.
Lindsay's husband, Adam, he'll be playing with them, right?
No, he's not playing with those guys.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, not to my knowledge. You guys know Paul Schluter and Elizabeth Marion,
right?
Oh,
yeah.
They played Wednesday Night Live a few years ago, and
wow.
They're a powerhouse. Right?
Yeah.
They've got Megatone now on Main Street and stuff.
Megatone Studios.
Elizabeth
is
my girl. Mm-hmm. I love you, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we are very lucky. We've got Todd Phipps. I don't know if you guys know Todd, of course.
Organist of the Year with the Mama Awards
this
year.
Absolutely, yep.
Oh, he's amazing.
And it's a personal goal of mine to see how many consecutive years I can book a band with Todd in it.
Well, that's an easy one. He's in like 10 bands.
I don't think he knows how many bands he's in. No, I don't think anybody knows.
I think that's right.
Isn't everybody in the Madison area in 10 bands?
I mean, he's playing, I think he's playing Atwood Fest this year in three different bands. I had to make sure that they weren't, you know, like I had to make sure one of his bands weren't playing at the same time on stages, right? It happened to us one year where he had a band that we had to whip his B3, his Hammond B3, off the stage because he was playing in 10 minutes. So we had to get it over to the other stage, right? What a fiasco. It was a lot of fun. A Wednesday Night Live in Mount Horeb. It kicks off on July 9th with the Prairie Flowers featuring Sharona, Dana Perry, Lindsay Evans. Who are you excited to see out of your schedule?
All of them. I'm super excited to see all these guys. No,
well,
I'm
tell
really...
us a little bit about your scheme.
Yeah, so July 9th, like you said, the Prairie Flowers, they're Americana pop music. They're going to kick off the show. July 16th, we've got Pop Sletcher and the Hucksters, so that's a Todd Phipps band.
Plays in that band?
He does.
I did not know that. That's
so there
news
you go.
To me, right?
There's your trivia for today. Yep. July 23rd, we've got the Alfa Romeos. I believe you guys are familiar with those guys.
They need to send me some music, I think.
So Greg Burt is also a...
Oh, okay.
He's a...
Linda. Linda and the Zeros.
No, I'm not Greg Burt. I'm sorry. I'm getting the name wrong. His name is Greg. I can't remember his last name. He is a Mount Horeb native.
Oh, okay. From the Alfa Romeos?
Yep.
Funk, soul, R&B.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so good. Yes. Shekinah King is the lead singer in that band.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow, you know, really?
No, yes. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
July 30th, we've got the Lo Marie Band. You guys know her. Soulful, mm-hmm. jazzy music.
Oh, yeah.
The 6th, we've got Grupo Bailanca and the Hamphibians.
Wow. That should be fun.
Yep. Yep. Oh, that everybody is so dancing, fun. Right? Cover a little ethnic.
The Hamphibians, they do the Convergence. Yeah. They do the Convergence parade right before Atwood Fest.
Yep. Yep.
They're
also
awesome.
Out at the Burning Troll Festival.
That's right.
Mm.
If you guys are familiar with that, you should check that out. And then we wrap it up on August 13th with the Claudettes. Now, these guys are out of Chicago.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited about those guys because that's a different flavor.
Johnny
Iguana, you're right. he's kind of a big name, so it's pretty exciting to have him come.
Oh, he's an amazing piano player.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're pretty wild. They're a great band. We've had him play at Atwood Fest before. Yeah, they're
right.
Yeah. It's festy Excellent. Season, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a great lineup. The Prairie Flowers, Pops Fletcher and the Hucksters, Alfa Romeos, Lo Marie Band, Grupo Bailanca and the Hamphibians, and the Claudettes, all happening in Wednesday Night Live this year in Mount Horeb. How do we follow Wednesday Night Live online and see the full music schedule?
Yeah, I've got everything posted. So a couple places. You can check out our Facebook page, Mount Horeb, Wednesday Night Live, Mount Horeb specifically. You can also go to our website, wnl.jeffco.com. We've got the schedules posted. We got all the food trucks posted of who's coming that night, so you can find all the information. We also do post real-time weather cancellations or delays if we have any. So if you're coming out to the shows, you want to drive all the way out to Mount Horeb, but you're not sure the weather is looking questionable, jump online. Because I usually post it by 3 or 4 o'clock.
Well, Mandy, thank you so much for taking the time to come down and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. And it's so good to see you, Rocker. I'm so
thank you,
happy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Well, let's have fun at the Memorial Union.
Thanks.
Say
so
hi
much.
To Steve's for me.
You know it.
I want to see him.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go out here. Lo Marie, she is playing it Wednesday Night Live. Find it online. This is her song, The Bar. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I asked you to be kind. I asked you to be true. I asked you to care for people, not just those close to you. If the world was caving in, I hope you'd act and not be shy. Did I set the bar too high? I wanted to forgive, to love you through and through, to be the one. The bar too high. My heart is breaking for you. But one thing I know to be true: the love you give will come back around. So come back. Kind. I asked you to be true. I asked you to care for people, not just those close to you.
You're listening to Rocker.
Hello.
You're listening to Max Sync Radio. We are local music. This is Jane here with Chloe and Rocker.
Hello.
Yeah.
He's just now getting here. Yeah, there he is.
Oh, we're back. We're here. We're happening. We are Max Sync Radio. Happy Saturday night, everybody. We're just having fun. This is live radio here at WMDX in the Civic Media Radio Network. We just had a lot of fun. Mandy Potter, talking to her. We still have John Hardy. He's coming in from the green room. That'll be next
7:30,
hour.
7:30,
yep. 7:30, and then 8 to 9 p.m. We will be doing live from the Mad City. And tonight, Maggie Shays. She's in here with Tori Neals, a singer. We'll hear from them, find out what's going on. And what do we have coming up next here? Oh,
some Lorenzo
throwback.
Music. Yeah, Lorenzo Music.
Have you heard of them?
Vaguely.
Right? They're right. Lorenzo's Music now, but their very first iteration was Lorenzo Music, and it had Todd Schween singing from Faces for Radio, and Rapscallion was the vocalist on one of their albums. It's very rare. It's very hard to find. So let's hear a throwback right now. This is Lorenzo Music. I'm Not a Fool. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Touch a leaf, don't break a branch. Now you've returned and I feel weak. You went away, long, long gone. And I have a tree, we wrote our names on. Every night, all through the winter, I have a silent 100-foot love letter. Now I stand in a shadow, not in. Signed with a knife, I've been embarrassed by it my whole life. But now I know where I went wrong. Nothing to see, it, so just move along. I'm not a fool and I'm not alone. Didn't you have somewhere to go? I'm not a fool.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I like like your hat, and I wish I had one like it. If I had money, I'd just like it myself, one just like the one you have. I like your hat.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
This is Max.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Late this afternoon, the Senate beginning debate on President Trump's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. South Carolina's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
So, the debate and eventual voting on the Big Beautiful Bill has begun. Hallelujah.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer standing on the Senate floor next to a sign saying $4.45 trillion deficit explosion.
Rather than be honest with the American people about the true costs of their billionaire giveaways, Republicans are doing something the Senate has never, never done before. Deploying fake math and accounting gimmicks to hide the true cost of their bill.
The 4th of July travel rushes on. TSA says it expects to screen up to 18.5 million travelers at security checkpoints between Tuesday and next Monday. A source telling us that LeBron James has formally opted for a 23rd season with the LA Lakers. This is ABC News. We're tracking an